Mark, first of all, we've heard about Nigel's interest in you for a few weeks now. When did you first learn that he was interested in you?
I've known for a little while. I was down here a couple of weeks ago, down for a couple of days, and just seen the place, and I'd done a bit of training as well, so it was exciting stuff. It's just good to be, it's official now.
Was the season going on when you were down here?
Yeah, it was actually, yep. I was down and I got to take in the match against Oldham away. So it was good to see the team play live.
But it's not the first time, is it, that he's tried to sign you? He was at Derby, wasn't he, when he brought you down first time?
Yeah, that's right. This was last year. The manager tried to get me in at Derby. I was down there for a bit of training and stuff, seeing the place, and for whatever reason, it didn't quite go through.
Mm. And you know, obviously, Stefan Skogel down here. I mean, did you get into his ear at all about what life is like down here?
Yeah, me and Skuggs obviously played together at Livingston, but we were friends before then as well. I've played with Skuggs since we were little boys. Spoke to him, he can't speak highly enough of the place, so it made the decision a little bit easier, hearing all the good things Skuggs had to say about it.
And what a season they've just had. I mean, considering where they were when Nigel took over, Cup semi-final, which was a great day, you'll have seen all of that.
Brilliant, yeah. I mean, I watched a few of their games, obviously had a great run. I watched that on the television. It was good to see Skuggs play, because obviously I like to watch my friend. But it was good in general, seeing all the fans and how much it means to them, how passionate they are about the place, and it just gives you that wee extra buzz to start the season.
There's a big Scottish contingent down here as well. Does that help?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good to come down when I come down. I didn't know there was actually that many down here, but they're all great lads. Make you feel welcome and stuff like that, and it's good to know that they've made the move themselves at some point, and that if I ever need help and stuff, I can speak to them.
You're still fairly young as well, 22, 21?
21.
21, 22 this year.
Yeah.
Big step, I would assume, leaving your homeland to come south of the border to take your career to the next level.
Definitely, but you have to do that. I mean, a team like Sheffield United or what, and you do anything to come, really. You're not really bothered about having to move away or anything like that. You just want to get started straight away.
And you've been in the goals last few seasons. You've got double figures in each of them, but this has been your best one, hasn't it, the one just gone?
Yeah, that's right. Been my best season so far. Sort of stayed clear of injuries and had a good run of games. But all season, really. And like you say, it's my best for scoring, so hopefully I can better that next year.
What kind of a goal scorer are you? How would you describe yourself?
I'm just a striker. I think just want to score goals, really. Obviously, it's most important that the team wins, but as a striker, you want to score in every game you play in, and I think that's what I'll try to do.
Do you score all manner of goals? Do you play on the shoulder? Do you play with someone else? Do you play as a lone striker? Have you done all of that?
I've done. Livingston have changed their formation quite a bit last year, so it was good for myself, obviously, because I hadn't played some of them, and I got the chance to do it. I prefer playing up with someone up front as well. I like playing with two people. It's good. You've got the choice of coming short and linking up. You've got the choice of going in behind as well. So I'm looking forward to see what the manager wants to play next year.
There'll be a bit of pressure on you, won't there? Because people will look at your record and say, this kid's got 19 goals last season. And they'll automatically expect you to do something similar down here, won't they? Are you happy to handle that?
Well, you've got to expect that. I mean, people obviously put, you come as a striker, you're here to score goals. That's the pressure you've got on you, but I think you need to accept that. Being a striker, I mean, you go to places, you get bought to score goals. I'm looking forward to the challenge. It's obviously it's a big step up for what was it previously, but I'm looking forward to it.
You'll get chances here, though, won't you? I mean, you've got two wingers who are in good form, and another one has signed today on the same day as you in Jamal Campbell-Rice. You've got to be confident that the chances will be there for you.
Well, exactly, that's it. I mean, in the past up in Livingston, you maybe don't get as many chances in a game as you expect, so you're having to take most of your chances. But here, it'll be the same. I'd hope to take most of my chances here as well, but like you were saying, there's a lot of good players around you, and there'll be more than one, hopefully more than one or two chances again.
You said you went to the Oldham away game, but you won't have sampled an atmosphere here, will you, yet? Have you been told about what this place is like when it's rocking?
Yeah, I've heard that about it. I mean, that's absolutely buzzing to get started and see what the fans are like here. I've heard a few people, Skuggs obviously told me that once the fans get behind you, it gives you that extra buzz to go on. So I'm really looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd.
And what about leaving Livingston? I mean, it's been a big part of your life, really, hasn't it? How difficult a decision was it to leave in the end?
Fitz, obviously, I've had a great time at Livingston. I've been there for 5 years, and I thank them for everything that they've done for me. Obviously, I've progressed as a player, but I think the time's right. I think I've spent enough time at Livingston doing what I can. I think to further my career, I've had to go to the next level, and once I heard that Sheffield United were interested, it was a no-brainer.
And we talked about the Scots here, but Scots generally in the English game seem to be doing very well at the moment. There seems to be a renaissance there, doesn't there? Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I think there's a lot of good players up in Scotland. I think people maybe look at Scotland thinking that the standard's not that great, so I think it's hard for them to get down. But I think once somebody takes a gamble on them, they come down, they can, like you say, most of them actually do pretty well.
In 3 years you're here for, what do you think you can achieve in that time frame?
Well, firstly, hopefully I can get in the team and score goals. I'm a striker, I want to do that. The club are obviously a massive club, and I think that they should be higher than League One. I think that they need to, for the next couple of years, they need to be looking at least Championship. So it'd be good to be a part of that.